Welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we get into all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, aka Biohacker Blondie, and today I am thrilled to be joined by Derek, co-founder of Risewell and a practicing prosthodontist. We're diving into a topic that's often overlooked yet incredibly vital: oral care and its connection to overall health. Derek's insights on clean oral care, from innovative ingredients like hydroxyapatite to the impact of toxins in conventional products, will open your eyes to the hidden world of oral health. We discuss the importance of maintaining a healthy oral microbiome, why certain ingredients like fluoride might be outdated, and practical steps we can all take to biohack our dental care. Let's get started and discover how clean oral care can elevate your health journey. Before we dive into this incredible conversation with the co-founder of Risewell, I want to share something exciting with all of you. If you're loving the focus on oral health in today's episode and are ready to upgrade your oral care routine, you'll want to hear this. Risewell's toothpaste is a game changer, crafted with clean, non-toxic ingredients like hydroxyapatite that work to remineralize and protect your teeth naturally. I've teamed up with Risewell to bring you a special discount just for my listeners. You can get 10% off your first order. Head over to risewell.com and use code BHB at checkout to start your journey to cleaner, healthier teeth. Again, that's risewell.com with the code BHB for 10% off. Now, let's get into this episode and learn more about the inspiration and science behind Risewell. I'm so excited because we are here with the co-founder of Risewell, and it's all this amazing oral care that is clean, which we love because when we are putting toxins in our mouth with all this toxic oral care, it really disrupts the oral microbiome. So we are here with Derek Gatta.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. And you're also a dentist, which is so cool because you really get to see everyone's mouth and what's happening. And I'm sure you see a lot of things. But if you can give a little background how you got into this space and why you developed Risewell Oral Care, I would love to hear it. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And excited to be here. So Yes, I'm a practicing prosthodontist down here in Boca Raton, Florida, and I got into the oral care space with the help of my sister and brother-in-law. And so back in 2017, my sister was very open about some of the fertility challenges she's had. They were looking to start their first family and had their first child, but she had a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome, and she was going through the IVF process with her physician. And he was talking to them and saying, guys, you're spending a ton of money on this process. It's not cheap, the IVF process. And to really help increase your odds of success, you really need to not only be doing the treatments I'm recommending, but start living clean, start eating better foods. And so they ran back to their apartment. They were able to get rid of a lot of the ultra processed foods. And that was kind of just scratching the tip of the iceberg, because there's so many other things that we don't think about in our daily lives, such as our beauty products, oral care products, things that go on the skin, in the mouth. And they were really consulting with me because we applaud the other companies in this space. But back in 2017, the other folks that were trying to come up with oral care products, if you're not using fluoride, you may as well just be brushing with water, because you're just mechanically removing debris from the teeth. And we're not against fluoride. We know it works, but I think we found some better alternatives with hydroxyapatite. And that's kind of our all-star ingredient and kind of what led us down this path to creating Risewell for everybody.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the toxin overload is just insane to me. Honestly, like, I mean, from cleaning products to things people are spraying, the whole body is connected. The oral microbiome, the oral is so important. That goes to your brain, that goes to your digestion, you know, your gut. And then you have to think everything that's like all these smells too, like cleaning products are going straight up to your nose, which is connected to your brain. So there's just so many toxins now that, you know, 100 years ago we didn't have. And a lot of people don't realize how important oral care is for your whole body. It's just like that is, you know, it contains bacteria, it can do all these things. And
go throughout the whole body. So it's so important to make sure you're also using clean oral care, because all the others disrupt, you know, your oral microbiome. So when did you start using clean products? Did you get into this as well when your sister did?
Well, it's been an evolution. I mean, look, I'm a product of conventional conservative dental schools. I mean, they're mandated to try and produce safe, effective dentists throughout the country. And I'm grateful for my education. But a lot of the stuff, excuse me, really wasn't spoken about. I mean, sometimes when you're just trying to keep your head above water and graduate and get your requirements done, there wasn't a whole lot of time to kind of stop and smell the roses, so to speak, and explore other alternatives. And also, it's kind of an instance where if you're the one student that keeps questioning the faculty, questioning the teachers, then you kind of get the reputation for that student that no one wants to kind of fuss with. And it just kind of can kind of affect your momentum to move forward and graduate. So a lot of times people don't really challenge the status quo. It's kind of like challenging the Bible or something that's been sacrosanct for so many years. I mean, challenging some of these oral care products like fluoride is kind of a something that a lot of folks just didn't do back then. And we didn't really get a whole lot of exposure to the alternatives such as hydroxyapatite. You know, we may have had 1 hour lecture devoted to it in oral histology freshman year, where we're looking at, yes, technically hydroxyapatite makes up the outer shell of enamel. It's calcium phosphate. It's used the majority component in your bones and teeth, but we're gonna skip right ahead and go on to the next structure here. And we didn't really even realize it was an option for oral care products. And looking at the genesis of Risewell, when we were committed to bringing a product to market, it really kind of came with the research we were doing around NASA. And NASA was one of the first entities to kind of explore hydroxyapatite, because when the astronauts were returning back to Earth after living in a zero gravity environment, they noticed that bone density was becoming affected, teeth were coming affected, and they wanted a way to have the astronauts have a toothpaste that they could swallow if they needed to, and not be worried about fluoride exposure. So hydroxyapatite was used to help remineralize incipient lesions in space. For whatever reason, that momentum did not pick up here in the U.S., but the Japanese picked up on this innovation, and they incorporated it into their oral care products decades ago to replace or have an alternative to fluoride. And after stumbling upon that research, we're able to kind of bring it back to the U.S. and give consumers an option.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I just heard about this maybe a year ago or a little over a year ago, and I was using clean toothpaste, but it didn't have fluoride and it didn't have hydroxyapatite. So
you're not alone.
I know. So I was so excited to incorporate this toothpaste, you know, into my life, because yes, I need to be remineralizing my teeth. It's so important. And here I am just, I guess, you know, cleaning my teeth with,
well, that changes now.
Other things, like what you guys also incorporate other ingredients to help the teeth as well. Like there's certain ingredients you can even do, like charcoal or, you know, coconut oil or certain things too, to like help the bacteria. And then you guys also have the floss as well, which I love, and the hydroxyapatite mints.
Well, thank you. Yeah, there is a whole host of other ingredients that we're using here, and everything is certified clean by the Environmental Working Group. And again, for our mouthwash, we wanted to get rid of alcohol. Alcohol is a drying agent. You really don't need that in your mouth. There's really no safe amount of alcohol. And also, I think back in the day, there was a philosophy of germs bad must destroy everything. It's kind of a scorched earth, take it or leave it type philosophy. And yes, when you have an acute infection, you have to do something. And antibiotics absolutely save lives, but I think they can be overprescribed.
Are you looking to boost your longevity and support your body's natural vitality? Look no further than Particular Supplements, my trusted source for top quality longevity supplements. Their NMN is my go-to for enhancing energy levels, promoting better mitochondrial function, and supporting healthy aging. For additional support, they offer TMG to enhance methylation and protect DNA, and quercetin for its powerful antioxidant properties to combat oxidative stress and inflammation. Particular's range of supplements also include physatin for cellular rejuvenation and spermidine for autophagy support, making it easier to maintain optimal health at every stage of life. I only put the best in my body, which is why I choose Particular's clean supplements free from fillers, additives, or artificial ingredients, ensuring the highest quality and effectiveness. Ready to elevate your health journey? Visit Particulate.com and use my special discount code BHB at checkout for 10% off your order. Details are also available in the show notes below. Give your body the best with Particulate and start living a healthier, more vibrant life today.
And when you have a situation where you're constantly exposing your mouth to alcohol, you're unintentionally disrupting the microbiome, killing bacteria that you really don't need to be doing if you don't have any kind of infection or sore throat. You really need to maintain the symbiotic relationship. I mean, the microbiome is a wonderful collection of trillions of organisms with thousands of different species that live in harmony. And it's really not until there's a dysbiosis or dysregulation that occurs from maybe poor nutrition or something gets out of whack, some kind of cleaning agent or detergent kills off beneficial part of the microbiome, then you create these ecological niches for the prevalence of deleterious species to exploit those niches. And those conditions can be leading to dental caries, which is an infectious disease, periodontal disease, also caused by bacteria. And again, gums that bleed are not normal. It's funny, if any other part of your body is bleeding, most people say, hey, gee, there might be a problem here. But, you know, we kind of just accept bleeding gums, which is kind of bizarre. But I'm just here to tell you, you should be getting dental treatment, should be flossing, and bleeding gums is not a sign of health, and it's not normal.
So what ingredients do you suggest people look out for as well that can be harmful to the mouth?
Well, that's a great point. So in addition to avoiding alcoholic mouth rinses, there are certain detergents that you really don't need in your mouth. Your mouth is such a highly absorbent place of oral mucosa and skin. Molecules like triclosan have been banned in hand soaps back in 2016 by the FDA with some questionable mechanisms of action on how it negatively affects the body. And for whatever reason, they still allow it in certain toothpastes. So something that's banned on the outside of the body is allowed inside the body, which is kind of bizarre. And, you know, technically the mouth and the whole digestive tract is kind of outside of the body because it has a barrier. It doesn't directly interact with your interstitial and inside fluids. I mean, it's epithelium. So it has similar characteristics to the outside of the body. So you don't want things like triclosan entering the body. It's just not necessary. It's an external detergent. Also looking at molecules like sodium lauryl sulfate. Sodium lauryl sulfate, it's a foaming agent. It's what a lot of the big box companies used to create the bubbles and the suds. So you kind of create the appearance that something is, I guess, being effervescent and working. But again, you don't need that. It's just a ploy to create bubbles. You don't need that in your body. Sodium lauryl sulfate is irritating to the skin. It's irritating to the eyes. It can create this condition called sloughing. So if you've ever experienced certain types of toothpaste, you kind of get like a film of skin, like kind of peeling from your mouth. It's not super pleasant. And it also interferes with fibroblasts. So fibroblasts are critical in wound healing. And if your wound healing is being delayed by fibroblasts, that's just not a great situation if you just had mouth surgery or an extraction. So you want to be avoiding things like SLS and SLF derivatives as well.
Yeah, most of the big toothpaste companies like Crest or AquaTrue, I haven't used these toothpastes in so long, but even, I don't even know, like Sensodyne, a lot of people think Sensodyne is a good toothpaste to go to. So
You make a good point. I think there's just a lot of confusion. I think there's a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of flashy marketing, and there's a lot of inertia and momentum for what people have just done for decades. And they seemingly are quote unquote healthy. They don't have symptoms, so they think things are okay. But yeah, a lot of those products you mentioned, they're using sodium lauryl sulfate. They're using fluoride, potentially triclosan, and you just don't need those molecules in such a highly absorbent area like the mouth, especially when we have great alternatives at remineralizing like hydroxyapatite.
Yeah, it's crazy that no one, like in Japan, they've been using this for decades. And we are just kind of, it's just starting to come around, but so many people still do not realize the importance of hydroxyapatite instead of fluoride. And they just came out with that lawsuit, I think, with the fluoride saying it actually can be harmful.
And yeah, I think there's momentum against the EPA right now, looking at the use of it in our drinking water, because there's more and more research coming out suggesting a potential link. Again, correlation is not causation, but there is work that keeps coming out suggesting alterations of IQ and young folks, and just looking at different ways it potentially impacts cognitive health. It's a very reactive molecule, very electronegative, meaning it just grabs electrons and it competes with iodine in the thyroid. So it could potentially be leading to hypothyroid conditions if ingesting too much fluoride. You really don't need to be swallowing that stuff. And it's so funny too that, you know, no one gets decay because they're missing fluoride or a fluoride deficiency. You get decay because you're losing minerals. You're losing the calcium. You're losing the phosphate. We're not born with fluoride in our system. Yes, it's been used for decades, but we have better alternatives that don't have any of the potential health consequences that fluoride does. And you just got to drive the minerals back into the tooth, and that's calcium phosphate, which is hydroxyapatite. It's naturally occurring. It's biomimetic, biocompatible, non-toxic, non-inflammatory. And I think as more and more research disseminates and is distributed throughout the ecosystem, that'll catch on.
Yeah, I'm hoping, because even, you know, my mom, which I've done podcasts about oral care and everything, and she still is using other toothpaste. And I'm like, why are you not using hydroxyapatite? Like,
yeah,
you know, I'm just so much into this space, but I feel, you know, 98% of the world still has no idea. So everyone, hydroxyapatite, get your Rizewell toothpaste. Like, stop using the, you know, corrupt, toxic toothpaste, because it's like, you know, these ingredients are affecting our hormones. It affects the brain. It affects so much going on, where everything is just connected in the body. That's what I think people don't realize. It's not just, you know, what your toothpaste is only affecting your teeth. That goes into the gums and the roots and all these parts, and it's connected to the whole body. So it's so important. And like with your sister, correct? Who had PCOS. So it's just, you know, changing all these to clean products. It's just every step, you know, increases your health. So taking out, you know, cleaning, you know, exchanging toxic cleaning products for clean products and makeup and all these things. It's just really important to make sure that, like, the less toxins, the better, you know?
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot, the pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself.
And also it's exciting being in dentistry. I mean, we're on the front lines of healthcare. Many people probably see us more than they see their physician, because they're seeing us twice a year, at least twice a year for cleanings, and maybe once a year for their physician for a blood draw. So we really are on the front lines of total health, not just oral health, because, yeah, as you mentioned, it's kind of funny how certain sectors of medicine are siloed in these different categories. Like, oh, that's the mouth doctor, that's the foot doctor, this is the liver doctor. So yes, essentially, I mean, look, digestion starts in the mouth. The mouth is the gateway to the body, gateway for nutrition and potential bacterial invasion, gateway for the microbiome. And as a dentist, it's really exciting to be on the front lines, to be able to help give a positive intervention. And I talk to my patients routinely, not just about being reparative and fixing damage that's already happened, but trying to be preventative. Decay is such a preventative process. A lot of it goes back to nutrition. Talking to my patients about fermentable carbohydrates, energy drinks, sugary soft drinks, and a lot of them are kind of confused. Like, doc, just fill my tooth. What are you talking about with all this nutrition stuff for? But I'm like, look, it all goes back to what you're putting in your body.
Yeah, I did another podcast with these kind of biohacking dentists, and you know, a lot of the podcast was about the food. It's just, it's so important, and you know, I see kids these days, even my niece and nephew, which I won't get into, but they eat so much sugar. And I am like, oh my gosh, you know, and I'm really worried about kids. Honestly, I think the sugar that they have at Disneyland and all these places, and it's just like destroying their teeth and their gums. And that is going to affect them in the long run. And, you know, I wish when I was younger, I was better about oral care when I was a kid, because I hated it. And now I regret it. But I really hope kids these days take action, because I'm worried, because the foods that they're eating now is just destroying their teeth and kind of destroying the body. It's causing a lot of these issues. And, you know, these carbohydrates, the sugar. And it's also just the chemicals and the toxins in the food too. But, you know, do you work with kids a lot as well?
I don't see kids. I'm a prosthodontist, so I mainly see adults in the geriatric population. But you make a lot of good points there talking about nutrition. And hey, look, I believe in free choice. And as long as consumers are warned, eat whatever you want. But I feel like there might be a class action lawsuit against Big Sugar someday, just like there was against Big Tobacco. I mean, what they knew and how damaging these effects are, and how it lights up the brain, and how they vilify fat instead of sugar to protect their own economical dominance, I think is a little shady and not transparent about some of the long-term effects of sugar, not just on leading to tooth decay, but just overall. Look at the abundance of obesity and metabolic disorders and diabetes in this country. And a lot of it is preventable, just going back to nutrition, just eating whole foods. Minimize your ultra processed food exposure. And it's really interesting. There's a work by a fellow, Dr. Weston Price, back in the 1930s. He was a dentist. He left his practice, traveled the world to visit these native populations that were not yet introduced to the quote unquote Western diet. And of course, what did he find? He found an ultra low incidence of decay in those populations that were still eating tough fibrous foods, no exposure to processed foods or soft drinks. And once these populations were close enough to a trading port, or where explorers would come and interact and start trading the quote unquote Western diet, of course, the incidence of caries skyrocketed, and you had collapsed dental arches, and it was really just downhill from there, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think we were meant to have cavities. We were meant to have gum disease. And if you see animals in the wild and you see, you know, a skeleton and their teeth, they're perfect. But you see dogs, with all the corrupt dog food, their teeth are awful. Like every dog now is having to go to the dentist and get teeth pulled and all these things. And it's like the same is happening with people. So it's like, we were not meant to have these diseases, all these cavities. It's definitely the processed food. And then, of course, things are affecting our bacteria that prevent, you know, cavities, that prevent gum disease as well. So I think when you include all these toxins, it's disrupting what the oral microbiome is supposed to be doing. Just like antibiotics, you know, you're disrupting, you know, what your cells and things are supposed to be doing. So these toxins are just so important. So have you incorporated all clean products in your home?
I try to the best of my ability. I must admit I'm not as intense with the other aspects of my life as I am about oral care. So I probably probably am lagging, but it's on my agenda.
I know. I'm super strict with everything. I'm just like, I'm the extreme when it comes to like health and longevity and clean products and everything. So, but your sister is too now, right? So they got rid of everything and now have all the clean products.
They did. Yeah. They stripped away not just like foods and beauty products, but also looking at fabrics and furniture and paints and all things for the house that try and emit less unpleasant molecules and toxins. And
yeah,
really trying to be conscious of the environment you're in and the air you're breathing as well.
It's really important. You start kind of going down a rabbit hole and it's just some things you're like, wow, you know, our furniture or this or that, like it's insane, but it does work. Like everything I've been doing has been helping my health. So, you know, and I think a lot of people just don't realize how unhealthy they are because they've normalized it. So we've normalized so many things of feeling fatigued and having, you know, cavities and all this stuff that is just shouldn't be normalized. So yeah, I'm curious, as a dentist, you know, what you see, do you see a lot of, you know, bacteria? Do you see a lot of cavities, people coming in? Do you, like over the years as well, have you seen it, you know, cavities get worse or oral, like everyone's mouth over the years?
So, I mean, just a little background too on me. I spent 8 years in the military. I was a Navy dentist for 8 years and got to travel the world and meet some wonderful people and help out in some clinics all over the place. And absolutely certain segments of the population, if you haven't been to the dentist, sometimes these young recruits coming right out of high school didn't have exposure to a dentist. And if their nutrition was bad, sure. I mean, there were a lot of extractions and decay that needed to get addressed and really kind of educate them on nutrition, because unfortunately, a lot of this information wasn't permeating certain parts of the country. In my practice here in South Florida, it's a pretty high dental IQ, very knowledgeable, savvy population. They are paying a lot. They expect a lot. So not as much decay, but definitely different levels of periodontal disease, whether it's mild, medium, or severe. And so looking at like bone loss and how that affects tooth mobility, tooth loss, and the potential need for dental implants. So that's certainly a factor. And patients that are new to the practice that aren't yet on our protocol, they may have some decay that needs to get cleaned up. So that's kind of what I'm exposed to here in this part of South Florida.
Do you, a few other questions, do you incorporate oil pulling?
So I'm not against oil pulling. It's not a first-line therapy that I espouse, but I have nothing against it. And our mouthwash is effective in that, in it being similar hydrophilicity as the bacterial cell membranes. And so when you have your oil pulling, you're swishing the coconut oil or the flavored oil for several minutes in the mouth here, and you're really trying to soak up the bacteria, because the likeness of the bacterial cell membrane meshes with the oils and it kind of gets pulled into the mixture. Then you expectorate, spit, get that gunk out. And if people find benefit with that, wonderful, but it's not like my main frontline therapy.
Yeah. Okay. Next question, tongue scraping.
Plus, do it. I recommend it. Absolutely. Just like plaque and bacteria adheres to tooth structure, it adheres to the soft tissue in tongue as well. And if you can't figure out why your breath is not great, maybe tongue scraping can help the individuals out there. So I definitely recommend tongue scraping for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. And then what do you mouth tape?
So look, I think the importance of nasal breathing is kind of been understated in our society. Again, you go back to looking at some of these Native American populations, they had beautifully symmetrical arches. You really didn't see the kind of levels of crowding that you do in this country. And why is that? I mean, is it heading back to nutrition? Is it mouth breathing? Well, I think a lot of maybe I wouldn't expect young children to know, but parents, I mean, they might not know, but really humans are designed to breathe the nose. The nose helps warm and humidify the air, remove pathogens. And that way, when you're breathing through your nose, your mouth is closed and your tongue is most likely gently elevated against the vault of the palate. That gentle pressure counteracts the pressure from the buccinator and the orbicularis oris and the muscles of the lip and face that are pushing the teeth inward, kind of compressing the arch. The tongue kind of counteracts that, pushes back to create an equilibrium of forces to try and prevent crowding of the arches. But if your mouth is open, breathing through your mouth most of the day, you don't get that benefit. You're potentially being contributed to a crowding of the arch from the muscles of the face and lips, and it's not cleaning the air as nicely as it would be if it was inhaled to the nasal cavity. So I think mouth tape is a great option for folks to help encourage that.
Jaw. Yeah, I know, like, our whole jaw has changed over the years as well. So it's just, it's weird how our mouth structure has changed significantly. But a lot of people can't breathe out of their nose. Like, I'll tell people to mouth tape and they're like, I'm going to suffocate or something.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I think a lot of people now have a hard time breathing through their nose. So
you make a good point. I think if just like any exercise of muscle, if you're not used to using it, it's going to be challenging at first. Those nasal passages have kind of atrophied away and condensed and closed up. Also, when you look at kind of the facial features of the jaws and face, I mean, our ancestors didn't eat soft smoothies and ultra processed foods. They were eating tough, fibrous foods and meats that required significant levels of force. And when you're exercising muscle, that force is transmitted to the bone as well, and you get a bone response. And so I'm not surprised kind of you get smaller facial structures, potentially looking at a population that just eats softer foods. Your body just doesn't need the excess bone stimulation when you're not activating the muscles as much.
That makes a good point. Even, you know, I interviewed the founder of OsteoStrong, and to build your bone density, you need kind of that hit on the floor to build that bone density. And so that kind of makes sense for the mouth. We have to be chewing, you know, hard things.
Yeah, you gotta eat those strong fibrous foods to help increase the shape of your masseter and jawline.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you guys have all these amazing products. What other ingredients do you guys include that help in your products? So you have...
When you look at the mouth rinse, for instance, the theory on decay is that it occurs in a low pH, also means high acid. So low pH, it's a measure of acidity. It means high acidity. So once the pH drops below 5.5, there's a curve called the Stevens curve. The Stevens curve theorizes that pH below 5.5 is when the demineralization process occurs. That means your teeth are starting to lose minerals. And so naturally, our saliva helps to buffer and keep the pH elevated at a more neutral pH. So our mouth rinse is sodium bicarbonate backed, and that helps to create a slightly basic environment, raising the pH, getting it out of the dangerous 5.5 zone, so you cannot be demineralizing in a pH that is not acidic. And so that's kind of the philosophy of the mouth rinse. We're using xylitol. Xylitol is a great naturally derived sugar alcohol. It's kind of sneaky because bacteria ingest it, but it alters their metabolism. They cannot produce the acids. Usually strep mutans ingests the sugars, produces the acids that actually causes decay. And it's very deceiving too. Most people think, oh, doc, I'm avoiding desserts. I'm avoiding sugary soft drinks. But people don't realize that pretty much everything you eat, it's going to break down into the molecule of protein, molecule of fat, or molecule of carbohydrates. And even if it's not a sugary dessert type food, things like crackers, things like pastas, if it's not being broken down into a protein or fat, it's going to be some kind of carbohydrate. And if you leave that schmutz on your teeth or between your teeth, it's a ripe environment for the demineralization process to occur.
Yeah. That makes a good detailed point of how it works, how cavities work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you guys have all these amazing products, and I like how you guys have the hydroxyapatite mint as well. And even I was talking to someone about how we can just kind of leave the hydroxyapatite on our teeth to help remineralize if you
want.
That's
a great. Oh, good. Yeah. No, that's a great point. It's really all about increasing contact time. So, for instance, at night, after I'm done brushing my teeth, I don't completely rinse my mouth out with water. I leave some of that gel of hydroxyapatite toothpaste on my teeth. It really helps with sensitivity. It helps to remineralize, increase the contact time, drive in the calcium and phosphate for any potential areas that are starting to demineralize. Also, we have that in our floss. Our floss is a polyester filament, and it's encoded with xylitol, hydroxyapatite to infuse between the teeth. We have a kids line, which I know kids, the wild mint may be too harsh for them. So it's a cake batter flavor, which is freaking delicious. If I do say so myself, we have a professional line. The professional line we introduced, it has a smaller particle size that can help augment remineralizing efforts and sensitivity efforts. We have a flavorless line. In our traditional line, we do use essential oils. And if people are averse to that, we have a line it's flavorless. It has no flavorings, no any other molecules besides the hydroxyapatite and the xylitol for people that are ultra sensitive. And I know there are folks that have certain conditions like a burning mouth syndrome or different just sensitivities that they can't tolerate, like a minty type flavor.
Yeah, you guys have so many amazing products. I love all of it. And you guys need a tongue scraper.
I do. That's true. That's a great point. We do need to do that. And also with the mints are great too, because it's kind of like a little tin of toothpaste tablets on the go. If you don't want to bring your whole bottle of toothpaste, you could just bring the mints, crush them up and brush with that and just leave it exposed to your tooth, because it's all hydroxyapatite. It's all helping to remineralize. And that's an option as well for people on the go.
Oh, that's a great point. So where can everyone find Risewell? Are you guys in stores as well or just online?
We're in a selective batch of retailers in Nordstrom's and Erdogan and some clean markets around the country. Also looking at direct to consumer through our website. We're mainly through our website. We're in about 600 premium dental offices across the country. So talk to your dentist about Risewell, and if not, they should get it to help you guys out. But direct to consumer in the dental offices and select retailers like Erdogan and Nordstrom's.
And if anyone wants to come see you and get their teeth looking beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. They can. I'm right here in Boca Raton, Florida, Innovative Dental Aesthetics, Boca Raton, Florida. Happy to help. You can check out our website, risewell.com, our Instagrams, and we have a blog with a lot of informative information to help get this content out there to help people. Tooth decay is preventable. Periodontal disease is preventable. Yeah. All of this goes back to having a conversation with your oral care provider.
Yeah. And I think people need to realize that if, preventing dental, oral care, you're preventing disease. I mean, that can contribute to many other diseases in the long run. So it's super important to make sure you're taking good care of your oral microbiome.
Right. The mouth is connected to the rest of the body.
Yeah. I mean, they find that, P. gingivalis, is that what it is? And they find
it is, yeah.
And they find it in the arteries, the plaque of the arteries. So it's all connected. So it's super important.
Yeah, it is.
So since this is the Biohacker Blondie podcast, I always ask my guests three biohacks they want to share with the audience.
Three biohacks. Wow. I like that tradition. I would absolutely make sure people look at their nutrition.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost much to just take a look at what's in the cupboards. A lot of these foods that have a long shelf life, they're probably not great for your nutrition and your oral health. Try and eat whole foods, fiber. Fiber is great fuel for your oral microbiome. That's what they need to do their functions in the body. So trying to eat a more clean lifestyle would be one of the biohacks. I think having a conversation with your dentist. First, go to the dentist. There are many folks that don't even go to the dentist, and I absolutely encourage intervention and getting your teeth cleaned and professionally looked at. There's significant value in having a baseline for where your oral health is. Even if you have no symptoms or no pain, it's really good to get a baseline of where you are. And usually conditions don't hurt until they have progressed. So make sure you have a good relationship with your oral health care provider. And lastly, use hydroxyapatite. Riseville, I am biased, but Riseville is a great option, and it really helps to drive in those mineral deficiencies and remineralize without any of the health consequences that fluoride has. So those are my hacks for everyone.
I'm always saying, you know, yes, maybe some things are a little more expensive than, you know, the toxic versions, but you'll save money in the long run because you'll prevent all these cavities and other issues down the line. So it's
absolutely
super important.
Well
to
said.
Do, you know, take advantage now and prevent instead of try to go backwards and you know, fix the disease.
Preventative medicine.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This was so great. Everyone go check out Riseville and go get the toothpaste with hydroxyapatite. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for joining us on this enlightening episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. Remember, investing in clean oral care can make a world of difference, not just for your teeth, but for your entire well-being. Derek shared some amazing biohacks today. Prioritize whole foods, establish a relationship with your dental provider, and incorporate hydroxyapatite to strengthen your teeth naturally. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone looking to take their health to the next level. Until next time, keep biohacking your way to a healthier life.